This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Tom Papert. KCTU.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So, Tom, look, we're in the middle of a war. I don't want to hype people up and not tell them that we're in the fight of our lives and we got stab wounds all over us. But the globalists are getting a little bit dizzy. They got blood coming out their ass and their mouth, and they're not doing too good. So we should not worry about us and just keep stabbing with the truth, stabbing, stabbing, driving towards the heart. I think we're going to win. We got two more segments with you, and then I'm going to get into some really insane news. Because I'm not into owning people and victory laps, but I realize in this modern era, when we are owning people, when they have tilted board against us, like Twitter, like Google, like Facebook, like Vice, like Joe Rogan, I talked to some really smart people, and they said, don't worry, Alex, this is going to turn around. This is going to blow up in their face. But I got to tell you, they are really getting their ass kicked right now. And like you said, the Kavanaugh thing was so ridiculous. Six accusers, five get caught lying. The six can't prove any of it. All the witnesses said the opposite. And now it's just a chain reaction. I was just a questioner early on compared to other people that got a forum. There were questioners before me, a lot smarter than me. So they think trying to restrict us, people already have the hunger. They already get it. Stelter calls us a virus. Well, call that then a virus. The point, yeah, we're the virus to death. There's a chain reaction here. I don't think they can stop, but let's be serious. How could the globalist try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat? Because I smell their defeat.
I think the number one strategy that they're already using is they want to make it so you and I, we can't do business. They want to make it worse than that. They want to make it so I can't get a credit card, so you can't open a bank account. And yes, this is going to make people mad. Yes, this is going to open eyes. But what it's also going to do is scare people out of entering the arena. It's going to keep people from saying, yeah, I'm a writer for Big League Politics, or yeah, I work for InfoWars. It's going to make them too terrified to step in. And people have to have some courage here in the face of all this, because we've seen it. We know that it's MasterCard that is going to Patreon and saying, you must drop these pro-freedom personalities or else we're no longer going to process your payments.
And let me stop you. That goes back to Trump's biggest failure, is he didn't go after the tens of thousands of patriots, Christian groups, veterans groups, FBI associations that are conservative, all these groups, when he was in for 8 years persecuting him with the IRS beyond Nixon. So they've been green lit to do this. And if we allow this, then we get what we deserve. Trump must take action.
Well, and I have a theory. I think that President Trump, obviously he knows about this. He's received documents from InfoWars. He's received documents from a ton of other alternative media personalities showing exactly what the president can do. He knows what the problem is. He knows what the solution is. But they are letting President Trump remain the underdog even while in office, because when they can go after you and they can go after Big League Politics and they can go to KCTU and attack our local advertisers and say, do not give money to this station because they have a Nazi on the airwaves. When they can do this type of stuff, it makes us still look like the underdogs. We won 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, yet we're still the fighting guys. We're still the people to root for. It is immense branding for the president. And I do have to join you, though, Alex. And a lot of people in this media, in this alternative media world, we are financially and personally less well off. Look at Roger Stone than we were in November of 2016.
And listen, Tom, I understand that spin from people, but let's just say it. Trump's surrounded. He's trying to do a good job, and he's done good on the Supreme Court. So many places he's done great. Thank God he's there. Love Trump. But when it comes to not declaring the emergency and letting them have the 30-something day shutdown that hurt the economy, should have done the right thing as original instinct, our instinct. So let's just say it. We're getting the hell beat out of us here. And I'm not a wimp. I'm not going to sit there and go, I'm going to quit because this is happening. But right. The president, people want leadership and they want action now. And I get this whole paradigm of, let them persecute us, it'll make us stronger.
Well, and again, it's going to backfire, because if we aren't here, if Alex Jones isn't there, who does Trump have to defend him? You know, is it going to be Ben Shapiro and Glenn Beck defending President Trump? I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying is, persecution, I'm ready to take whatever happens. We've had enough. It's time to go after them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live! 50,000 unstoppable watts!
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts!
Anthrax!
Anthrax!
And radio!
And radio!
Tom Papert manages one of our wonderful TV affiliates that's gone from decent ratings to, I'm told, right there, neck and neck with the top ratings out there as a sub-frequency. KCTU Wichita, there's like battles going on. The local newspapers are taught, like, the biggest station wants it and all the rest of it. And of course, there's the local leftist groups are now protesting. Oh, there's a Nazi. Oh, it's not the governor. Ralph Northam will play some of these clips. Oh, no, it's not the guy in blackface. It's not the guy that wants to kill babies after they're born and has a bill introduced like New York passed. No, it's that Alex Jones, you know, that wanted legal reform so that blacks didn't get three times longer sentences than whites, you know, that Hillary got passed and called them alpha predators that must be made to heal like dogs. Jeez, wow. Black men are dogs. Wow, that's Hillary. But that's, see, she can even make racist jokes. No, blacks all look the same. I don't think so. I mean,
exactly. Like, she said we had to bring them to heel, Alex. Bring them to heel like they're dogs. And that is the Clinton Democrat platform till today. You know, yeah.
But wait. No, you were telling me earlier, I've got to be taken off, though, in Wichita. There's a Nazi on air.
You know, it's a funny story. We had our VP of programming, a wonderful woman named Tracy. She got a phone call one morning at 7:30 before our business hours even started from somebody saying that she saw you endorse Hitler at 4 in the morning. And so we're like, what the hell are you talking about? Alex Jones, there's no way that happened, first of all. Second of all, I doubt Hitler's name was even brought up. We had a DVR. We looked, we rewinded to what on earth was going on, because, of course, it's a repeat of the Alex Jones show at 4 in the morning. And we find out that what it was. This is the most hilarious thing I've seen to date. You were comparing Hillary Clinton to Hitler, and because this guy loved Hillary so much, that must have meant you were, by association, endorsing Hitler, because Hillary is so wonderful, so you must also like Hitler. These people are totally deranged. We have another guy, he has a list of all of our InfoWars advertisers, and he has called each and every one of them and tried to get them to drop us, and they just laugh and say, no, we like Alex Jones, sorry, click.
But see, that's the right answer. Instead, everyone else grovels and bows down when these people make up. And anytime you go check it, it's not true. It's like saying Trump says all Mexicans are criminals. He goes, wonderful people, great people, employ a lot of great Mexicans in my companies, but you got a lot of criminals coming across illegally, and Mexico's sending its worst in many cases, which they admit that turns into all Mexicans are horrible. BS, man. And that's, it's the same thing. They false brand.
They do. They pull the same trick over and over and over again. And it becomes so transparent, so blatantly illogical that, again, I think this is waking more and more people up. And they must realize that. They would not be ratcheting it up, the actual censorship, if they didn't realize that their trick is no longer
working. Oh, that's what's insane. And I don't need, like, virtue signal that my grandfathers were both in World War II, but I literally, both of them almost died, okay, in World War II in the Army Air Corps. Both almost died. And were super guilty that all their buddies died and they didn't die. And then one of my grandfathers, when I get into the story, my mom's like, don't be eccentric. Your grandfather's a little eccentric. He was a big liaison for oil companies in New Mexico and Texas. And back then, you could only go get something to eat at a military base. Okay, and like New Mexico or the panhandle of Texas. And there was damn Nazis everywhere. And he used to get into it with them because they'd shoot their mouths off. I'm almost dead because of Nazis. I didn't almost exist. My mother and my father almost didn't exist because of them. And then I get to have little pieces of crap call me a Nazi because it's their magic word when they're funded, the Democrats, by a literal Nazi collaborator.
Right. Who admits it? Who brags about it? Says it was one of the happiest times of his life. No regrets at all. You know, there's two ways to look at that. One, you can say, that's really weird. And two, you can say, you had no problems with it now as an adult? Maybe when you're 14, you can buy it. But my God, apologize. Realize it was terrible. Don't double down. But these are the people we're dealing with. And it goes back to the Northern situation where the man dressed in either blackface or in a KKK outfit, I think he was probably the Klansman because he says, use facial recognition software, and that will confirm my innocence. Well, kind of hard to do that when you're wearing a white photo.
He knows you can't do it off of an old black and white photo. I disagree. He's wearing, have you seen the pants? It's on InfoWars.com.
That's true.
The pants are the exact pants, and you look at his hands are kind of spindly and long, and then there's photos of him. But look, it doesn't matter. It's a page about him. It's the page about Ralph Northam in the damn book. He's the school president.
Right.
I mean,
right.
he never
He had nothing to say except he did give them the other two photos, but he had no say in the yearbook. The man is the worst liar there's ever been. You know, you can tell the difference between Alex Jones telling a story about his family and this guy admitting that he put black shoe polish on his face to look like Michael Jackson. But no, that's not him in the other photo. Absolutely insane. And Alex, I do have to, because I know we're running short on time. I have to say that when all this news was breaking this last week, I came down with a horrible, god-awful sinus infection. And I asked my buddy at InfoWars, Dan Lyman, you know, what do I do? There's all this news I need to write, and I can't breathe. And he told me, colloidal silver, get the silver bullet. And you know what? It worked. I wasn't quite sure, but it worked like a gem.
Well, I'm glad, you know, Tom, I never plug, so you get me to plug. Our philosophy is simple. We go out and we find out whatever is already the best-selling, highest-rated, cleanest, best company, knowing we're a target. But that's not our main reason. It's secondary. We want you to have the best product anyway, so it works really good. So we have what's rated the safest, best, 30 parts per million. Any more parts per million, it's a little toxic. Because you know, anything that'll kill bacteria and viruses is... it's going to be toxic, folks, like antibiotics. Nothing's perfect. Antibiotics, you'll get overused, but they're still great. Colloidal silver, let me tell you. We sell the same one Jeff Bezos sells at Whole Foods, private labeled, top company. They sell theirs on average 25. We sell ours for average for like 22. But it is the very best. Silver Bullet, it's private label, but the very same thing that Jeff Bezos sells at Whole Foods and on Amazon. It's a great product, and it's at InfoWarsStore.com with a 98% review out of 2,647 reviews, 4.9 stars. That's from Power Reviews. So I'm glad you mentioned it. Topically, in the body, whatever. It isn't a silver bullet. It's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. So let me ask you this, without getting too negative or too positive. You can be in a fight. Somebody starts it. You got them down, but they do a left hook or a right hook and knock you down. What is their ace in the hole? What are the desperate globalists and Dems? They want to plunge the economy. They want to cause racial division. We know what they're trying, but what could be their do sex, their sneak attack? At gut level, you're a smart guy. What are you worried about? Because let's not be too confident here.
Now, We are all being very confident right now because we just had a massive series of wins from Covington to Northam, and it just keeps getting worse and worse for the Democrats. My fear is they're going to somehow slip a poison pill in. They're going to get us all to report something that seems completely accurate, probably according to all the facts we can gain are completely accurate, and then they'll flip it and they'll say, aha, Democrats reveal X, and it will completely prove, quote unquote, prove that we are all fake news, we're all liars, we're everything they say about us. So that is my fear. And I think that right now, as conservative media is becoming easily the most trusted outlets on the planet, because you can no longer trust the mainstream at all, this is when our editors need to be going into overdrive. And I think they all know it, because I think that's what's going to happen. They want to discredit us. They know that we are number one in the hearts and minds of Americans. They have to change that. They have to do it fast. And I don't know what it's going to look like. Could be any day now. Could be something related to Ginsburg. There's a lot of rumors going on with her. And if a large conservative outfit does something unwise, that could be the thing that does a cascading effect that gives more advertisers the opportunity to ditch conservative media. It gives more globalists the opportunity to gloat, ha, we were right, and those Nazis were wrong again. So I that is my fear right now. They're going to do something. They're going to pull the wool over someone's eyes, get somebody to say something bad, and it will turn into Sandy Hook 2.0.
Absolutely. All right. Tom Papert, great job. I should also add, it's not just KCTU in Wichita, Big League Politics. Yeah, give folks your main Twitter account is RealGETrump, God Emperor Trump.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This broadcast is 200 proof, fire-breathing, totally committed Americana.
Now you're not satisfied.
It's the real deal, folks. And the enemy can smell it. They can smell their defeat. Thanks, sweet Jesus. And it's not some power trip we're on either. We just love God, we love justice, and we're committed to bang heads with these people, and they just can't stand the fact that they can't starve us out, and they can't make us run, and they can't intimidate us. Because we can't give up on who we are. We can't give in and become them. And they don't understand that. They don't understand because they're jellyfish. Now, let me get to this point. I'm not happy to have to attack Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan is a very passionate, smart, charismatic guy. But Joe is highly driven and is really a dark person. And I think that comes from an insecurity complex of being from, you know, a poor family in Boston. Because you get smarter as you get older, you get wiser. And it's just the snapshots along the way. So I'm not attacking Joe Rogan because he had me on his podcast 2 years ago. It was the number one podcast he ever did. And then he won't have me back on. I thought it was an ideal place to address all the fake news against InfoWars and to speak the truth. And then he kept putting out establishment talking points last year and really attacking me with exact talking points. And then I found out he was sponsored by Jack Dorsey. And then I found out he was sponsored by George Soros. And we're going to get to that in a moment. This is really sad stuff. And you know, I learned about 6 months ago he was on the payroll. I mean, making more money than the Young Turks ever did. I mean, the Young Turks got something like $20 million from Qatar, Gulf State dictators. That's just really creepy stuff. And so when he said George Soros was, you know, fought the Nazis, he's a hero in World War II, it was just like, man, that's really sick, okay? He was on 60 Minutes bragging he helped round up Jews. So I called Joe about 4 months ago, and I said, listen, this is bigger than Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. It's like a Pilgrim's Progress or a Tale of Two Cities. I said, listen, man, you don't have to have me on your stupid show. I don't care about getting on big platforms. I would have sold out. You know, they don't want to put you in big movies. They want to put me in big movies. I piss on Hollywood. I refuse their top contracts to be star in a damn movie because it's a sellout. Sure, I'd be big in movies. Sure, people watch me already. I don't need their system. I'm not a pedophile. Sorry, I'm ranting here. But I told him, I said, you run your mouth with George Soros talking points anymore. I'm coming after you because it shows you're working for them. He kept doing it. And then I got really depressed because I realized the only time I ever sold out in my life strangely enough, because, I mean, I've known Joe for like 20 years. Crap, longer than that now. God. And I have this loyalty thing where it's not a sellout, but I'm like a dog. I'm so loyal that even though somebody's not my friend, I'm still loyal because they said they were. I'm having to learn, like, to not do that when somebody themselves isn't loyal or they go off the reservation. So I'll get to all this when we come back. This is going to take some time here because this is a big thing here. This is a big deal. So the things I saw with Joe, the things I discovered about him, you know, things that other people would never know and things that I would never even go after him for. And then he's so confident, cozied up to Google, cozied up to Facebook, on the payroll of Jack Dorsey. Word is, it's like a $300,000 contract a month, which I've got news about right here. Why don't you disclose we've got our sponsor, Cash App, and Bitcoin? Oh, see, Joe, I never took Bitcoin as an advertiser. Some of the radio stations I'm on have done it. Because I thought it was a pump and dump. I felt like it was a scam. Not that digital currency or cryptocurrencies are bad themselves, but the whole thing always smelled. And I knew the globalists and Soros were involved. So I turned down the $1 million a month 2 years ago when it hit its peak. You didn't, did you, JoJo? And then you think you're going to sit there and attack free speech and piss all over America. At the same time, you pull this stuff and you've got a UT-approved research facility in Austin putting over 1,000 people a year through MKUltra. And I've got all the names, the witnesses, the women, everything. And I knew this 2 years ago, but it was like so crazy. I was like not looking at it. I was just because I almost sold out for nothing. It's like Joe had me under a spell or something. But I never sold out. And so thank God, at the end of the day, I found redemption. Thank God I didn't go back on Joe's show. I'd never want to talk to Joe. I never want to see that little demon. I never want to be associated with you. I don't want to be associated with selling out or failure. I just want to be away from you in L.A. and that whole leaking butthole that you are. Excuse my French. That's the allegory that hits my brain. And it's not a hate of Joe. It's a revulsion. I don't hate you, Joe. I'm revolted by you. See the difference? You revolt me. Jack Dorsey, that little oiled pimp, that little front man of DARPA up there like a rat, like a spider, cleaning its pinchers. Ugh. You don't know the light because you were never in it. Thank God. People like Louis Gohmert looked at Sundar Pichai and he said, you wouldn't know the light because you've never been in it. And it's true. Of course, the enemy, when they launch their main attack, cannot be associated with me because that's there. We should all rejoice we're not on Twitter. We should rejoice we're not with Jack Dorsey, this fallen slave, this nothing. Look at him. He is a shish kebab for the devil. Just a little bite. Sold out for nothing. Another coward. And the good news is, when I come back, I'll get into all of it. Because now, their average video suddenly has 8-to-1 dislikes. And everyone's turning against them. And it's happening everywhere. They're the sinking ship. Humanity sees through them. The vision was true. The prophets were right. We win. They lose.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right. So, the next two segments, because it's a journey into the heart of big tech, Silicon Valley, the journey into the collapsing corporate media, trying to reinvent itself with a Trojan horse that basically is Joe Rogan. He's pushed only after CNN. He's the number two pushed algorithm on Google platforms. And then once he opened the door in the last year for them to take over, when I talked to some of the people involved with him, he went and met with university heads, professors, the think tank, CIA, and they decided Joe's their weapon. Well, the human algorithm picked up on it instantly. So he's gone from an average 90% vote to an average 8-1 vote against him. We can show that for TV viewers. If you're a radio listener on local stations and who's Joe Rogan, well, he's Benedict Arnold. You heard about Benedict Arnold back in the Revolutionary War. You heard about Judas Iscariot. You've heard about traitors. So, I mean, it's important to look at them and understand who they are and just thank God we're not them. Because these are all these fake, fake brave, wannabe tough guys. They're not the crazy brave, they're the fake brave. And I'm not taking pleasure in it, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to stab hard. You know what I mean? So, forgive some of the viciousness, but it just has to be done right. You know what I mean? So, let's do it right now. So, you've got Jack Dorsey, this cowardly succubus no one, this fallen, degenerate filth, this nobody, this DMT, Prozac head, drug addict, microdosing LSD, MDA drug addict. Okay? So you've got this scrofulous, rotting creature who thinks we don't see what he's doing and thinks we're stupid. And you've got him on with Joe Rogan, this fake pushed garbage feed against the public. And since he began, George Soros fought Hitler and cut his head off in a battle in the bunker in 1945. I mean, just cartoon land, Marvel comic stuff. Everyone has turned against him. My son calls him Joe the Snake Rogan. Strangely enough, people in the office were calling him Snake, but not like a snake plexkin, not a cool thing. So let's get into it. Twitter CEO tells Joe Rogan he doesn't know why Alex Jones was banned. A lie. That video's on Infowars.com. This is Friday's podcast. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tells Joe Rogan, Trump is no worse than Obama. What is that statement? He's scared of regulation. No worse? He's trying to end racist laws against blacks for triple jail times. He's trying to pull us out of endless wars. He's trying to, oh, yeah, he's no worse. You think that's like a nice thing he's saying? It's a lie. So there's those reports. But let's get into the meat and potatoes, because, I always print stuff in case they take it down. Because Joe's got his moderators deleting any videos critical. He has a Google interface, just like the New York Times does. That's the whole congressional investigation right there. Yeah, Joe, we know about it. You little handlers. But what's really big here is that all of his videos now are unpopular. They've gone from being 90% popular to 8-1 unpopular. 6.3K pro, 42K anti. Now, that was an hour ago. But if you're a TV viewer, you see it live there on screen. Let's read some of these comments. Document cam shot, please. So here's the good news. No one is buying this now. Thousands of comments. I read like 100 earlier. I scanned over. No one is supportive. Everyone sees directly through it, and that's the human algorithm. That's what's beautiful. But let me tell you the scandal. Joe Rogan, when he's up there pumping Bitcoin, that I told you 8 years ago is a scam and is a tulip mania bubble. Oh, a sociopath, a Satanist would say, Alex, you were dumb. You could have made $100 million. Well, that's a big number. No, we bring in $40 million a year, but half that's product costs and other expenses. It's not that much. BuzzFeed gets $300 million a year in profit, $100 million from Soros, and still can't make a profit. So people are like, oh, my God, $40 million. I don't need to support you. $40 million gross. I'll explain this again. We have millions in bandwidth cost every quarter. I'm going to stop. My goal measuring my Johnson, my spiritual Johnson, is not how much money I make. It's how I take on the establishment and change the world. And for changing the world with our audience that took action, I salute you. We hit the zeitgeist, baby. We're trillionaires in God's eyes. So, I'm not saying everybody involved in Bitcoin is bad. I'm not saying any of that. Right at the end, wanting a dead cat bounce, here comes Jack Dorsey, who actually is behind a lot of Bitcoin scams, and Joe Rogan's main sponsor. We have the press releases right here. They don't tell the viewers, though. They just go in there and they say, oh, yeah, I think Bitcoin's going to go back up. Oh, here's where you go invest. Oh, it's really great. Jack Dorsey doesn't even in the videos tell you he's the owner. This is totally illegal in Securities and Exchange Commission stuff. I mean, you all know about Martha Stewart. Somebody sold like $800,000 in stock. She didn't know about it. She didn't answer the question right. She spent 4 years in prison. But Joe Rogan's up there with his securities advertiser not telling you about that. But he's protected, see. He can be part owner in a big facility that has over 1,000 people here in Austin alone that take ayahuasca and other hallucinogenics that are all illegal, Schedule I, narcotic, psychotropic. But he's protected. So he's going to run pump and dumps. He's going to sell you failed Bitcoin. He's going to send you to help centers where, oh, you're rich. Oh, we got a medical doctor. Oh, let's put you on drugs and we'll get your money. I mean, this is criminal crap. This is hardcore mafia, Las Vegas mafia, whole thing. And they just are like, well, you know who we are? We'll kill you. And I'm like, line up, bastards. Because I ain't for sale, bitch. You don't think God doesn't create a signet, a symbol, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord lives up the standard? Everything's on the line. My family, my name, everything. I'll never submit to you. You've met your match. Get ready. Just get ready because you are going to pay now for everything you've done. And this window of Joe Rogan, my whole 20 years knowing him, now it's God's plan, opens up and I can see through the victory, the potentiality of what we're going to do. Oh, let's look at some more of these quotes. We'll come back and play some of the clips. Joe Rogan's podcast is sponsored by Cash App, which is true. Cash App is a product made by Square Inc. The founder and CEO of Square is Jack Dorsey. Not telling you he's there selling you a security on air because they think you're a dumb new ager on DMT. Gotta love how Jack never answered why Alex Jones was banned. Also love how Joe never asked Jack why celebrities and SJWs weren't banned after threatening the Covington's Catholic kids. Twitter and Facebook are the downfall of already dysfunctional society. These psycho run people's lives for a like and a moment of self-importance. Joe 2016, outspoken, opinionated. Joe 2019, cowardly, worried about Hollywood status. Read the thousands of comments. But most importantly, 8-1 dislikes. Turning the corner, aren't you, Joe? Shining on with the big boys, Joe. Circling the black hole of hell, Joe. I can't wait to bang heads with you. We'll be right back. I'm going to play some of these disgusting clips. Get to some more of these videos. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sorry, I got a little fun here. Well, I do the right thing, it just feels so good. So, we've covered the Obama funding secret CIA programming to go after Trump, the American people, in the mainstream news, the funding ending, mass layoffs, all these Democrats caught in their KKK outfits. Yeah, that's the Democrats. We'll cover it all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We've got the David Knight Show. He's coming back in like a week. I'm excited about that. But Harris and Smith's doing a great job. 8 a.m. weekday mornings, InfoWars.com/show. But I am pleased that when Joe Rogan started endorsing George Soros and all these lies and these Sandy Hook things I didn't say, that his audience totally turned against him. That just, you know, despite being censored and shut down, the public got it. They came through. I'm not taking pleasure in Joe getting all this hate. But see, he's just doubling down now. He opened the door. So now it's all these corporate CEOs, it's all the failures, and then they're running Bitcoin scams on the show, not telling people they're advertisers. In my view, the federal commissions should look at this, because it's a fact. I mean, I wouldn't take the Bitcoin money, but now when it's a dead cat bounce, Jack Dorsey's pushing a collapsed fake commodity on Joe Rogan's weed head viewers. Because Joe is very scientific. He's like, well, I'm going to target weed heads. I think they're a bunch of loser idiots. They want to be manly ninjas. I'm going to teach them on their daddy. So Joe Rogan's like the daddy of the weed heads. And he brings in Jack Dorsey to gang rape them together. This is the manly thing they do. I mean, this is sick. These are some sick people. Okay. And so the listeners are pointing it out, 8-to-1 attacks in these videos, and they're trying to delete comments. It's not working. It's in fuego. But you've got a major feeding frenzy going on. But I thought I'd actually play some of these clips because it's such horse manure. Jack Dorsey knew I was going to be banned everywhere and decided to get more attention for a few weeks before he banned me. And then Joe wants to really kiss his ass because, you know, Jack Dorsey's paying him. The word is $300,000 a month, and Jack wants a major bump to get his viewers to sucker into Bitcoin that's already collapsed. Like, these suckers will buy a dead cat bounce. And Joe's like, really? Well, and so he's looking at $10-20 million a year if, you know, he just scams his viewers, which he'll do. I mean, this isn't fleshlights. This isn't all, no. This isn't ayahuasca cults. This is Bitcoin, baby. So Joe's like got his knife sharpened for his fans, and he hates it. He just sharpened it. Get that knife for him. So it's already, to a Satanist, it's even sweeter to sell him something totally failed. Even when it's failed, it's just, oh, it's so sweet. So, oh, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Joe's kind of an Islamicist. So he's there, and they realize this is happening. And so how does he sell Bitcoin scam to his viewers for $300,000 a month? How does he get Jack Dorsey to give him $1 million a month? How does he do it? How does he do it? How does he do it? So then Jack Dorsey comes out on the show and says he doesn't know why I was banned off Twitter. I was banned because it was part of a large Pentagon hijack plan by Obama with funding we already covered earlier to shut me down to set the precedent for everybody else. You know damn well what it is. Oh, but on a magic algorithm like Lucky Charms did it. So let's go ahead and go to Joe Rogan and Jack Dorsey talk about Alex Jones. Here it is.
I believe it's something that everyone has a right to.
Everyone has a right to. But you still ban people. Like Alex Jones. You guys were the last guys to keep Alex Jones on the platform. Mm-hmm. You were the last ones.
Yeah.
And I believe you hung in there until he started harassing you personally, right?
No. He did not.
He came to your house. He banged
him. No. Pause. Start over. Because Joe called me like 4 or 5 months ago. And he's like, why are you banned? And I said, well, here, there's a Pentagon plan, and Obama funded it. And he's like, well, I thought the Pentagon likes you. Not the military, the people that run the Pentagon. And I'm like trying to tell him, he's like, oh, well, you're such a chaos agent. Well, I'm like, listen, I don't care, Joe, fine. I just stop saying these talking points about Soros and me, and it's obvious you're paid off. So again, that's why I'm bringing this up, is he won't stop lying about me. And so we'll play in a moment. Did you heard? You heard the owner of Twitter say, "Oh no, Alex Jones didn't harass me. I didn't harass him. I said thank you for claiming your First Amendment, but I didn't say you was battle rivals in the media. That's made up." So that was the official story. We'll get to it in a moment, but let's finish up.
Like Alex Jones, you guys were the last guys to keep Alex Jones on the platform. You were the last ones.
Yeah.
And I believe you hung in there until he started harassing you personally, right?
No. He did not.
He came to your house. He banged.
No. He did very different things on our platform versus the others.
Okay.
So we saw this domino effect over a weekend of one platform banning him, and then another, in very, very quick succession.
Right.
And, you know, people, I think, would have assumed that we would just have followed suit, but he didn't violate our terms of service.
Right.
And afterwards, he did. And we have, you know, we have a policy, and if there's a violation, we take enforcement actions. One might be asking the account holder to delete the tweet. Another might be a temporary suspension. Another might be a permanent suspension.
So what you're saying, so like, let's use in terms of like him saying that Sandy Hook was fake. He did not say that on the platform. He did not say that on Twitter. He only said that on his show.
I don't know all the mediums he said it in.
What did he do?
But what we're looking at is a conduct and what he did on our platform.
So what did he do on your platform that was like, that you all were in agreement that this is enough?
I'm not sure what the actual, like, you know, violations were. but we have a set number of actions, and if they keep getting, if an account keeps violating terms of service, ultimately it leads to permanent suspension. And when all the other platforms were taking him off, we didn't find those. We didn't find those violations, and they weren't reported. But again, it goes back to a lot of our model. People weren't reporting a lot of the tweets that may have been in violation.
Now, let's stop right there. Darcy, just so you know, in your little meth head world, I know what you're doing. I was the top story in those months. You just held off so you could keep yourself in the news cycle and then ban us. We didn't do anything. It's all crap. You let Islamicists talk about cutting women's genitals off. You harass conservatives everywhere. You do whatever you want. You can't say what we did because your lawyers have said don't say anything because we have you. We have you. But your little butt boy, Joe, is up there like, oh, he attacked you, right? Well, you know, let's talk about that. So this is all lies, ladies and gentlemen. They let leftists do whatever they want on Twitter, threaten to murder people, kill people, everything. But they can't say what I did because they looked at it. There's nothing there. You just watch what I did. It's because what I say is so true that they can't deal with it. So let's play a few clips. I'll cover this more on the weekday show tomorrow. We're almost out of time here. We're like a minute left here. But let's go to Alex Jones confronts Jack Dorsey about battle rifles. Because they said on the news, I said, go kill media with battle rifles. I didn't say that. I never said that. I said, if Angie comes to your house, be ready with your battle rifle to defend yourself. So this is where I supposedly harass him. He's just, hey, please defend free speech. Here it is.
Hey, Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack, and I never threatened the media with battle rifles. So, CNN's lying. CNN is destroying free speech.
You're violating my
First Amendment. CNN and the Democrats, you know, are destroying the First Amendment and needs to be stood up against.
Mr. Dorsey, when can I have my verification back?
Obama set up a CIA office to shut down independent press in the U.S.
I am a journalist.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Obama set up a CIA office before he left to shut down independent populist media in the U.S. And Trump knows it. He's getting ready to sign an executive order reversing it.
But Trump didn't. So it just elapsed last week and all the layoffs are happening. So I don't have time to get to the clips. I'll play it all tomorrow. But Oliver Darcy, all of it. That's why they said they banned. This is a public figure calling for you to be banned. I say, man, you're an anti-American jerk. They go, oh, my God. You know, you've got a 20-inch neck and he doesn't. He's a good little slithering snake. We're banning you. So Counterthink with Mike Adams is coming up at InfoWars.com/show. The Super Bowl's on. I know it's so incredibly important. Watch a bunch of, you know, steroid heads run around. But I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, to cover all of this. I want to thank the crew for the great job they've done. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Spread those links. And Joe Rogan, shame on you. You are such a loser.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.